German bill with a Cuban cigar. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Nick, and Barry, till 4, Usual Suspects. Want to just give out a brief apology to people. We had a little bit of a power outage here at the station that has completely turned everything upside down. So I know that we got cut off mid-segment there. AJ was able to text Barry that we missed about 2 minutes of airtime. We are still in the process of getting everything back up, but we apologize for any technical difficulties in your listening pleasure based on the fact that we are trying to reset everything, and Nick is going crazy. Kudos to him. So, we're back.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you... So, we haven't actually discussed it on this show, but this whole United Airlines thing.
Yeah.
We have not even approached the subject, but... So I wanted to know, like, what were your thoughts on the whole thing?
So initially, in looking at it, you're outraged,
right?
And you're like, this is unheard of. This should never happen. This is crazy. Then you start hearing and seeing some of the guy was a little off, like he was acting erratic, but yet there's still no reason for them to use force the way they did, to have the police called in and have the one guy literally from the seat of his pants head first take him towards the aisle to where he smashes his face against the armrest of the seat on the other side of the aisle. Could have been handled a whole lot better. And I think it's really kind of messed up that in the bylaws of the 60 pages that you never see in terms of when you buy an airline ticket, it states they can bump you at any time for any reason.
Yep.
Even if it's for their employees because they've been missing so many flights that they needed to get people from Chicago to Louisville.
Yep. And that's the thing, right? Like, he was supposed to get off the plane. Yeah. They offered him $1,000 or up to, you can get up to 8 times your cost, whatever's cheaper, between $1,000 and the $800. I don't know. But they offered him some money and they chose him and he didn't want to do it. And here's my thing. Yeah. Okay. Sit in your seat and be like, I'm not moving. I'm not getting off this plane because I'm a badass and I'm a tough guy. And I'm like, oh, wait, there's some dudes with badges and, all right, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and get up now. All right. That's cool. You called my bluff. I'm going to get up now. But he didn't. There's dudes with badges, and I don't even know if they had guns or not. Maybe. I don't know if it was police officers. But when they show up, okay, it's over. It's real now. Get your ass up and get off the plane. You had plenty of opportunities to do that, and you didn't. And they're there now to enforce you getting off the plane. So what did you think was going to happen at that point? You know, you always hear when people get arrested and beat up by the cops, or if they get shot, you always hear, well, if they would have just complied. That's always the excuse from people when that happens. If this dude would have just complied also, he wouldn't have got his ass whooped. So I don't feel sorry for him. If he would have just got his dumb ass up and walked off that plane filed complaints or whatever, he wouldn't have got his ass whooped. He deserved.
I heard AJ and Jerome talking about it yesterday. The one thing I would say is if I paid for my ticket.
You listened to that show? Oh, God, no.
I paid for that ticket. And I'm in the proper seat, and until this whole thing brought light to the fact that there's a 61-page document somewhere on the internet, if you really want to check it, that you really aren't in control of your own seat when you buy a seat on an airline, I would have been like, oh, wait a minute. I paid for this seat. I was here on time. I got to I'm sitting down. You're going to tell me now I have to leave? I would be very upset. Now, I understand that it's a day and age when anything you do to draw attention and make a scene is going to be frowned upon and you're going to face repercussions. But I would have had a problem with that.
Would have had a problem with it, but then the second they said, like get up, you got to go. I'm like, no, man, this is my seat. Well, we'll give you $800 and you can catch the next flight. I'm like, all right, done.
Yeah.
Give me the $800.
Supposedly they were bargaining up, right? They started at four, six,
I think it got
eight.
To 1,000. I don't know.
Really? You could have bargained?
1,000. No,
they kept adding it up to try and encourage him to get off the plane.
Ah.
You know, the thing is, like, if I tried to put myself in that situation, and yes, I would have been pissed. And yes, I would have been like, no, I paid for this seat, and I'm not moving.
Right.
But then if somebody walks up to you and says, sir, it's in the passenger, you know, rights, and I would have said, show me. And at that point, they probably could have produced something that showed you. Now, get your dumb ass up.
You know what they would have said?
And get off the plane.
Well, I think they wouldn't even show you. They'd be like, it's said, in there, and you're going to get up, and you're going to find out later. It,
or we'll call the police and have you removed. Yeah. And that's what I would have been like, grabbing my stuff and like, this is bull bleep. You're a beat bleep bleep. I would have cussed them out, but when they told me they were getting the cops, I would have got my ass up and got off the plane. Because I don't want to be detained by Homeland Security.
Too. If I see a badge and a gun and they're coming to get you, then we will talk about this and I will give you my side of it, but I'm not going to fight that.
And that's exactly what that dude should have done. So I don't feel sorry for his ass whooping. I really don't.
It's kind of like when I didn't know that you can go to jail when you don't sign the speeding ticket. Cop was like, hey, man, you need to sign the speeding ticket. Man, I ain't signing that. If you don't, you're going to jail. Okay.
Exactly.
Let me autograph that.
You had the choice right there. You'd have been like, no, I can't. Yeah. No, you won't.
I did that. I made that mistake one time.
You did?
Yeah. Oh, a long time ago. I was like 18. He pulled me over. He's like, sign it. I'm like, nah, man, I'm not signing that.
Here's the other thing. You better make sure your record previous to this is spotless. Because now they pulled the track record on this guy. Supposedly, he's a doctor, but that he screwed up sufficiently enough he can only practice one day a week, and that one day was the next day. That's why he was adamant about getting back. But then people started making a big deal of the fact that, you know, and highlighting his screw-ups and talking about his practice. That's completely irrelevant to this situation.
It has nothing to do with him being a dumbass. Leave all that out.
I will say, though, they were kind of rough. I don't know if they had to, considering his age, and he was, you know, I don't know if they had to be that forceful. I will say that. Like, I don't agree with...
Well, one guy got suspended for how forceful he
was.
You can't
bloody somebody like that. Like, that's not cool.
You can if they don't get their ass up and you're trying to get them up.
I disagree.
Their job was to get him out of that seat and off that plane. If he's making that difficult and he gets his head bumped in the process, that's his bad.
No, I think you still have to be hyper sensitive and respectful of the fact that you're dealing with a guy that is a customer. You got to be careful, man. I mean, because that's what now the backlash
that
they're facing.
That wasn't United that did that. Those were the cops that did that.
Yeah.
But United is going to get the bad rap in that regard, too.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not defending them.
By the way, the memes have been outstanding.
Yes. A lot of them.
Yeah, the jokes, the comedians. This is when I'm proud to be a comic and a part of the comic. Some of these have been great.
I saw the new Southwest Airlines is, we beat the competition, not our customers. That's their new tagline.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
By the way, for those of you asking, they're saying the stream was messed up. Yeah, everything was, but we're back. We're good. We're good. Yeah. Chill.
We fought the power, and the power won, but now we're back on. So we'll roll from here through the end of the show. Right now, I want to tell you real quick about Gallery Furniture. Gallery Furniture, doing it in Houston, Texas, in the furniture business with Mattress Mack for a long period of time. Now he has three convenient locations across the city of Houston, Texas, to make sure your furniture needs are met conveniently. On Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, in the heart of the Galleria at Westheimer and Post Oak, and, of course, the mainstay I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways, where Mattress Mack sits at the front desk and makes sure you are in the capable hands of one of his salespeople that meets your needs, identify with what you're looking for, and get you a great deal on quality American-made solid wood furniture. That's living room furniture, dining room furniture, two-for-one recliners, and, of course, Macapedic sleep sets starting at $19.99. And right off the top, you get an $800 Gallery Furniture gift card. And Mac just doesn't blow smoke. He tells you the truth. If he says that if you buy today, you get it tonight, that's what's going to happen. If he says no back order slips, that's part of the deal. It's all part of doing business with Gallery Furniture, because they want you to be returned customers every time you need furniture. You go to Gallery Furniture. So make sure you do yourself a favor. Look up one of the three locations citywide. Go see the people at Gallery Furniture, because I guarantee you Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You want to make the correction?
Yeah, somebody was telling me I was a dumbass on text because they were like, if you knew the situation, it wasn't even security guards, dumbass. Or it wasn't police, it was security guards. No, it wasn't, because I'm looking at an article that says United will no longer use police to remove passengers from planes.
Yep.
So it was law enforcement.
I don't think security guards would be that rough. Or
I don't
they?
Think security guards could be that rough.
I think they could try.
Security guards are like, you, and this is anywhere you go. If you go somewhere and you see a security guard, they're not a law enforcement officer, so they can't do anything. They can't arrest anyone.
That's true.
They can't. They don't. They're limited to what they can do. They can report. Like if you're at the mall, security guards ain't helping you. They're gonna report on it. But yeah, it's but they can detain, I think, to a certain degree.
They can get a Segway up to about 17 and a half miles an hour.
But
too.
like if you're at a I don't know like a pawn shop and there's a security guard in there, ain't doing nothing. Well, or a bank even.
If you're at a Randall's,
yeah,
more times than not, that not only are they not going to do anything, they can't.
Yeah.
Because they're all like 350 and either 70 years old or incapable of running.
Well, I'm not going to go that far, but
I've seen it firsthand.
Well, yeah, but they're saying not every security guard.
No, not everyone. No, but I'm saying there's a lot. And the problem was, especially in the downtown area, they, like you said, they can't do anything. So the shoplifters and the people know that. And they're like, go ahead. What are you going to do? Stop me. And they don't have a gun. And then they just outrun them.
Because they can't do anything.
Right.
Yeah, they're not allowed. Yeah, well. Anyways, yeah, so thank you for the correction that was wildly inaccurate.
We appreciate you.
Sir.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Can I tell you this, too? The thing that I saw that shows me just more signs of the millennial people.
I'm going to get some tweets now because every time you talk about millennials, I get tweets.
So did you see the article that says LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, and more reportedly hold disdain for Steph Curry? And part of the deal is, they said, Steph leapfrogged a whole lot of people, and there's a whole lot of people who never got the adoration Steph gets, and they don't like it. Players that were probably Hall of Famers were saying, no one ever anointed me and gave me the things that they're giving to Steph Curry. Get over it.
Yeah, I mean, you're acting like this dude hasn't earned it.
Right. I mean, he's got his MVP. He's got his championship. There's people out there now saying he's already the greatest shooter in the history of the game. And I won't go that far. Craig Ackerman's one of those guys that already, we used to argue about this back and forth. He thought Steve Nash was and that Steph Curry is the greatest shooter to ever play the game. Now, he's headed down that direction. It's kind of like when we were talking about Aaron Rodgers and others with stats. But you got to finish your career. Give me the whole body of work before I pass judgment.
Funny thing is on this list, the one name that stands out to me that probably should not be on this list is LeBron James. Because even before he made it in the NBA and became a star, he was anointed as
the king,
the next coming, the king, the greatest that'll ever be, that'll ever played when he's all said and done. And he hadn't done squat yet. But yet here he is. His name is surfacing on a list of guys that's basically jelly of this other dude's success.
Yeah, and here's the other. Like, Chris Paul shouldn't be on that list. They said, well, Chris Paul said, you know, the Clippers were next in line to win a championship, then the Warriors stepped in. Well, then do something about it.
Yeah, that's called sports.
And competition, right?
Yes.
Plus,
that's ridiculous.
Chris Paul's a whiny little bitch. As the best point guard in the league, I've never seen a guy whine more or feel like he's getting screwed in every situation. Just play your game. People forget he was the guy back at Wake Forest that forgot how many cameras ESPN uses for tournament games. And in the conference tournament, during a ball that was being inbounded, he turned around and punched Julius Hodge in the nuts.
I forget that, yeah.
Full blown.
Yeah.
And it's like, did you not think there was a camera there?
And Westbrook, you chose to live in Durant's shadow. You obviously had the skill set to not do that. But you deferred to him when he was in OKC, and it's obvious now because of the numbers he's putting up.
And maybe you
so
guys,
why are you mad?
Yeah, maybe you and KD had problems, but don't take it out on Steph. I mean, Steph's just doing his thing. And look, while Durant was out, they were still doing their thing.
Yeah.
They were playing they're playing at a different level right now than anybody else in the league.
Text, screw Joel talking about millennials. Ugh, I'm outraged.
You'll get over it too.
I think that was faux outrage. Yeah.
I'm Casey Kasem, and this one goes out to Mike in California.
Yeah, I'm not
going
to do
keeping your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. No, my brother-in-law is listening in California, and he likes the Wayback Wednesday, so I supplemented his request with my list and made it work. Thank you, Nick. Since I got screwed with the power outage, most of my songs are not going to be played.
How many did you lose out on? I lost my last one.
Yeah, but your last one wasn't important.
Wow! Nick feeling more comfortable every day.
Just go to break.
That's where that's the first time we needed a camera for Barry's face.
Just go to break. This whole show is stupid.
Fight the power. That's what we did, and we won. We're back on the air.
So why did none of us choose anything from Do the Right Thing? What the hell?
I did I not?
Oh, did you? Yeah, Fight the Power. I played that on the way back. Does he have Fight the Power on there? No?
From Do the Right Thing. Okay,
screwed up.
Hang on.
You had one job, Joel.
I had it on there.
I brought it with the Footloose. I needed you to bring it with Fight the Power, and you didn't.
Well, let's not fight the break. Let's get the break in on time, and then we'll continue to argue after that. I mean, I'm sorry, discuss. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Be a dissident who ain't kissing it. The politics of chains and whips.
Got the sick missing chips and all the championships. ESPN 97.5. Your money. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Yo, welcome back to The Usual Suspects. Joel, Barry, and Nick with you until 4 o'clock. Hey, real quick, I want to invite you guys out to Trailer Will and Frame this Friday. Good Friday. Come out and have some good, clean fun with us. We'll be there from 1 to 4. John Overhill with Dale is going to be there. Unfiltered should be there as well. And then we'll wrap it up from 1 to 4. We've got St. Arnold's Brewery is going to have some beer there. Rudy's Barbecue. Katz's Coffee. Trailers,
wheels,
things, yeah, and frames.
Hey,
go figure. Yeah, come out, check it out, man. We'll be there all day. Come hang with us.
I know
have
one
some
thing
fun.
That won't be there.
What,
Nick?
I will not.
Thank God.
Yeah,
Rudy's Barbecue. Are you guys going to have it this week?
No, because I had my cheat meal yesterday at Cowboys and Indians.
That was a good cheat meal, though,
bro. It was the best.
It's a fantastic cheat meal. All right, here's some. I'm making up a few of the songs that we missed because of our
okay. Such a good jam.
You just played this thing.
I know, but we didn't give it its just.
You know what
just
it is? Yeah. Hustler. Hustler.
Yeah. From?
Ice-T.
From New Jack City.
New Jack City. Hustler. Word, I pull the trigger long. I never was
I'd
a fan
of
Ice-T.
The lyrics.
Yeah. I was never a huge fan of Ice-T. Like, I really enjoyed Six in the Morning.
He had some. He had a few.
Colors and New Jack.
Colors
Hustler.
Was great.
Yep. But that's it. I didn't like anything else.
Great movie, too.
Yeah.
Lemonade? No, iced tea.
The commercial?
Yeah.
Look at you. Nice pull on
that?
This one.
Great movie as well.
Yeah, this is a good pull. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I totally forgot about this.
Yep.
This is, again, that junior high.
This was, and this was high. Everybody loved this as a jam. Ooh, love that song.
Yeah. Yellow.
Yep, that's exactly right.
It's by Yellow. Did you know that, Nick?
He's lying.
I'm looking at it right now.
I know you're looking at
it,
but did you know? Yeah, did you know?
Because it says Yellow. Oh, yeah. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I spelled it. I appropriately gave you all detail.
I was going to say, if he would have just emailed you, play Oh, Yeah, would you have known who
to
look under?
No, I probably would.
Okay.
The funny thing is a lot of songs made multiple appearances in movies.
Yeah.
When you look at it, right?
Yeah. Someone said you want to get people off of a plane quick? Just put a few Overhill's commercials from the ESPN app on a loop. That plane will empty.
I got a response to that, but
so
I probably
funny.
Shouldn't say it.
That is so funny.
Great movie again.
Yeah, Stand By Me is a good
love that good movie.
Flick.
Yep.
Somebody wanted to know why we never have country on our Way Back Wednesday.
We're going to have a special show dedicated to it.
Yeah, we just started doing themes. Yeah. Settle down.
Why do we have to be critical? Why can't we be complimentary?
Like, well, what was the theme last week? What do we do?
Last week did One Hit Wonders.
One Hit or 80s.
Yeah.
80s One Hit Wonders. Yeah. Yep. And this week it was movie soundtracks. So next week we got to come up with a theme. Do you want to go ahead and do country now? I mean,
here's
we got the request.
The bottom line is, in case you haven't counted,
request.
There's 52 weeks in a year, okay? So therefore, we need to come up with ideas. So get over it in the fact that there's going to be one-hit wonders of the 80s, and I'm pretty sure there's going to be a one-hit wonders of the 90s at some point, too, and or 70s. But we're coming up with different themes.
Yeah.
We'll get to it.
Was that a texter or a tweeter?
It was a texter.
Does that shock
probably
you?
Kirsten.
Probably Kirsten, Kyle. Yeah, if she signed Go Cougs, then we'd know for sure.
Yeah. Cougar Chick 123 wants to know. What? Who is that?
And we
got to
give her a shout out, too, right? She's got a new segment coming up on Barry Warner.
Kicking it with
show.
Kirsten. Actually, we're going to do it a day early because it's Good Friday and she's off. And we're going to make adjustments. And she's going to be on the Barry Warner program tomorrow.
1560.
Are we the only ones working on Good Friday? I know the Blitz is off, right?
Yeah.
This is a company holiday, correct?
Right, but Jong asked us if we'd do it because it's on location.
And I said no.
I said yes.
I said hell no.
I thought you were working.
Yeah, I said I would. I didn't say I don't know why you guys believe me. Why would you?
Your face.
I was the very first one. Because like, yeah.
Everybody knows you're the guy.
What?
If you fight the power guy, it's going to be you.
Well, maybe. But no, I said yeah right away. He was like, you guys want to do it? I was like, yeah.
But I would think John.
Why wouldn't I?
John and Raheel and Sean would do it too, right?
But I no.
No.
I would figure Sean for sure would have taken the day off. But I did it for selfish,
golf time too.
I did it for selfish reasons because I'm gone May 3rd through the 7th in San Antonio. And I need to bank some days off so I don't miss out on and have
I'm
to use vacation.
I'm gone next week, so that's exactly why I did it.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you guys are going to have fun.
Uh-oh.
I'm O-U-T.
Who's filling in? Do we know?
I don't know. I didn't know you're off next week, though.
It's been on the sheet.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. And then May 9th or something like that.
Yeah, that's a totally random different one.
Okay.
Joel's gone next week.
What movie is this from?
It's
Who Cares?
Yeah. There you go. Whoop it up, gang.
Don't worry. You'll get your turn to play it for me at the beginning of May.
No, Nick won't play it. Nick will play freaking taps.
I'll play like a beer open sound effect, fireworks, stuff like that. When
finally,
the start to Bobby Brown's "My Prerogative" with the screeching tires of you hitting the
road
highway.
I'm gonna try. Actually, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to do the show remotely. I'm trying to work a thing with ESPN in San Antonio that I can use a side studio. Yeah. And just connect.
Oh, that
in.
Actually might work.
Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to do. Now, if I get the day off, like that, I get to bank one, then I'll probably like take that Friday off or whatever. Mm. But I'm trying to get their studio so I can at least I'll be here
that's
Wednesday.
Easily doable.
Yeah, I'll be here Wednesday, and then it's Thursday and Friday, and then Sunday for game day that I would end up missing. So if I could, you know, if I bank a day, yeah, I won't be here Thursday. But if I can get their studio, then yeah, I'll do the show remotely.
Damn, and I apologize in advance because I didn't look at the calendar and I let the wife schedule the Easter family vacation, and I realized playoffs are starting in the NBA, so you'll have to do without me for a couple of days, but we'll make up for it. Yeah, I tried to do it like I thought I was doing it right because I thought I was doing it between Final Four and the start of the NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
And I missed it by a week. So.
Well, it's all right. It happens. Did any of us have any Top Gun songs?
Someone did, didn't they? We talked about it yesterday.
You know, that was the reason for the theme, really. Yeah. Was because last week we were talking about Top Gun song.
Yeah, Kenny Loggins playing with the boys during the volleyball scene.
And
Take My Breath Away.
Yeah, and we didn't even, no one put that on there, but we played them last week. Yeah, so
we got Footloose, so we got our Kenny Loggins fix.
That's right.
And you have a show tonight, by the way.
I do. I do, as a matter of fact. I have a show it's called the Greater Heights Comedy Night. It's the second Wednesday of every month, but it is tonight at the American Legion Post 560. Well, I finally have the information in front of me, as you can tell, because every other time that I've talked about it, I've been like, I don't know. I don't know where it is. It's in the Heights. It's on 3720 Alba Road. So I'm going to tweet a link to the show. I know. Do you remember Mandy?
Yeah, from yesterday.
Do you remember Mandy Esparza? Esparza.
No.
She used to be on the promotions team for ESPN.
She came and she gave without taking?
She is coming to the show.
Had no idea.
Yeah, Mandy's going to be there. The headliner is Tyshawn Shannon. You guys have heard me plugging him the last couple of weeks, writer for SNL. So it should be fun. I was told the guy that's booking it, Naro, who's also the host, he texted me and said, dude, we've already sold 102 tickets. And I think a sellout is 120. So if you do want to come... you better get some tickets pretty quick. So go follow me at Barry is Funny, and I'll tweet
the
link out.
Tony Romo is going to be the
celebrity
comedy spot.
Yeah. He's going to read 5 minutes of his stats.
So that'll sell it out.
Get a good laugh.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
He's going through warm ups with you guys, but that's it.
That would be all right. If I could roast that dude live, that would be great.
Oh man,
I would love that.
You'd pull Romosexual out.
No, I wouldn't. That's not one I would use. What is this?
Peter Gunn theme. Blues Brothers.
Why did I think this was
Dragnet?
No. TV show, though. Maxwell Smart. Get Smart.
Get Smart.
I thought this was Get Smart.
This is from the Blues Brothers soundtrack, which is an underrated soundtrack when Belushi and Dan Aykroyd actually did all the songs, and they actually had that band together and used to tour with them. Little known fact, part of that movie filmed in Milwaukee. There's some jams on this soundtrack. Blues Brothers. All right, we got one segment to go. We promise we're going to keep the power up, and the hits keep on coming. Nick has made up way back Wednesday for the most part, which we appreciate because his hair was on fire in there with all this stuff going on. Did a fantastic job pulling us back.
Yeah.
So we've got one segment before we turn it back over. Is Fred back or is it just AJ?
I don't know.
I saw AJ in the hallway.
Yeah, AJ's already
been in here during his, just dropping it off in the studio. So baggage claim
just
is
so
here.
You know, AJ called all three of us a-holes.
For what?
At the end of our show yesterday. Why? He's like, are the a-holes out of the studio yet? Oh. And Jong immediately answered like, oh, yeah, they're done. They're done. I'm like wait a second, Jong. Hold on. Like, you knew what he's talking about?
Yeah. That's
apparently we're the a-holes on the
That surprises SP. You?
Jong had to get...
I laughed, and then Jong laughed after I laughed. Like, because when he answered AJ, he was just like, yeah, the a-holes are gone. Yeah. Really?
Jong had to get the nuts off the serving dish before he shined it to bring it back to the table because, you know, when AJ speaks, it's... Yes, they're gone. Stop it. Seriously? All right, we got one segment to go before we turn it over to those guys. ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
No, ma'am! I almost did it.
Oh, you were testing him.
I wanted to see if I could scare him.
So Barry's found out, and he's very disgruntled about the fact that he is not allowed to cuss in Spanish.
Yeah. I think
that's
you were gonna say BS, weren't you? Yeah,
that's bull feces, is what that is. That is feces straight out of the bull's anus. That is not right.
Said anus, Nick.
I want to be able to cuss. Yeah, that's the medical term.
I get it, Barry. You penis.
I like it. He called you a penis.
I do too.
That's the medical term.
Yeah,
that's true. We have a follower on Twitter that's a penis. Oh, that's Richard.
I want to be able to cuss in Spanish. I really do. I think that should be allowed.
Yeah.
But we found out because I was going to, and then we found out no.
I'm glad I asked. That's the reason why I didn't like turn your mics on before asking John. If you guys noticed, I left the room there.
Yeah.
I didn't want you to like
start saying it.
Yeah.
But I questioned the one the other day that I got buttoned for.
The D?
Yeah, you can't say
D?
You can't say D pics.
You can't say the word.
He's looking at me like, really?
I'm looking at both of you like that. That's a term.
No, you can't
for say... pictures on your phone.
No.
No.
No. Yeah, but you're describing the organ. You can't. No. You could have said penis.
You don't know that. I could be talking about Richard's phone.
You could have said
penis. If you said the D word like as somebody's name, then you can get away
with
it.
That's exactly what I did.
Like Dick Tracy?
Yes.
You didn't do it that way.
Sure I did.
You said D-pics.
I was referring to his phone when I made the mention.
No, you were not. No, you were not.
Now you're my wife. You're telling me what I was thinking.
You were being vulgar and vile and disgusting.
No, that's your job. That's your job.
I was offended, and I won't be a part of trash radio like that.
I'm glad you missed that zinger that I gave my wife. But it's true.
I did like that. No, that was good. And you're going to be in so much
more
trouble.
I know. Your ass is grass.
Hey, let's talk more sex life. Let's do that.
Let's get right on that.
We're getting suggestions for fill-ins for you. So you're gone. Is this Easter? Is this Sunday, right? So you're gone next week. So this I won't see you for a week.
True. You're happy. Yes.
I'm not. I know you think that, Joel.
I know that.
You think it.
You know what? I'm going to try and do it remotely.
Do it.
But
do
I don't think I could find a studio in Indio in Palm Springs, California.
You might.
look into it.
How far Josh is Vegas
Rapp,
from there?
Josh Rapp wants to do the show. El Jefe has said Raheel. And so far, we're all
Gilbert
0 for
2. Has said he doesn't want you to do the show. He's going to do it for both of us.
Gilbert. Who's Gilbert?
Oh, just take yourself back to...
Oh, that Gilbert?
Yeah.
No, ma'am.
Juggalo Trey can do an entire day with you.
I really want to say what it is, but I can't. So I'm just going to have to say no, ma'am. And all of the Spanish folks are going to have to know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Mispronunciation.
Right. Yeah.
Juggalo Trey will volunteer, I'm sure.
I could not stand to do a show with Trey 15 hours in a week. There's no way.
I can already tell you for the playoffs, it would be, yeah, I think the Rockets are going to win. I think the Thunder are just not there. I think Westbrook is soft. I don't think,
you're wrong.
I changed my mind. No, I didn't mean that.
No, it's going to be, I think the Thunder's going to win because Days of Thunder is my favorite movie.
Yeah.
That's exactly because he loves NASCAR. Someone wants to know if Barry Warner's going to fill in for Joel next week.
That would be cool.
I could handle one day of that.
No, you could not.
Nick,
you could.
No.
Everyone listening couldn't handle it.
Nick, you could double dip Barry Warner.
Barry's good 1 hour a week on 1560. Pump your brakes.
1 hour a week.
Pump
1 hour
your
a day.
Brakes. 1 hour. You're feeling really good today.
1 hour a day.
Yeah, he gets 5 hours a week.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Why not give him 3 hours on this show?
Okay. Okay.
And on that day, Nick's taking vacation.
Yeah.
Really?
No, it's not. I love Barry.
It would be 3 hours of me making fun of him for being old.
And him making fun of you with
Shalom, Laminac. Let's talk about the Oilers.
That's exactly what's going to happen. You know that's what's going to happen.
Cowboys.
Yeah, it would be horrible, horrible old man jokes on his part. Like, my old jokes would be amazing. Let's be real.
Until he goes, Nick, next segment, George Blanda will join us to talk about going both as a kicker and a quarterback. He's calling in.
Yeah.
On a rotary phone.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah,
Barry was trying to make fun of Barry Warner about him being at Super Bowl I. He was like, "Yeah, I was there.
He really was.
Oh my god!"
Because he goes, "Yeah, well, I've been covering football." I was like, "Yeah, what was it like at Super Bowl I?" He was like, "It was cold," and I was like, "Well, you were really there?"
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know, right? That's how old that dude is.
No, it would actually be fun to have Barry on. Honestly, it would be fun because you could go back. He'll give you the history lessons. Really? But it will be fun.
I did get to finally witness him yell chirp and kiss the cricket.
Every show.
Brings it.
He kissed it.
Brings it, and yeah.
I didn't know he kissed it.
It used to be in at the other station, it used to be pinned with push pins to the ceiling. He had one on the ceiling and one he carried with him.
Really?
Two Jiminy Crickets.
Hmm.
Yeah. And you know that's a big secret, that whole story.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, and then eventually he likes you now, so he may tell you.
Okay.
But yeah, the whole he signs off everything with chirp.
I like it. I like the chirp. I know.
That's his signature.
I've made fun of it a time or two on this show and the Blitz and Sunday. And the time when we filled in for Unfiltered and
at least
a few
it hasn't been
times.
Very many of the shows.
Yeah, no, just once or twice.
Mean, if you haven't run the gamut yet, you got to figure out which one you haven't done and get it in.
Jesus Garza said, "Get the Blitz to fill in." I hate you, Jesus. I hate you so much.
That's really not that. Nice.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's so mean. That's
they wouldn't do nice. It anyway.
No, they were not going to lower themselves to 1-4 slot.
No, it's more about doing 6 hours of radio, actually. No, they wouldn't want to do 6 hours of radio.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah, and whatever they say John goes with.
A lot of dudes are offering to do the show, but it's barely listenable now with Joel and me. I can't imagine some of the horrible tweets and texts that we get if you guys took over.
Yeah, and talk about stage fright.
Yeah, it would be a lot. It would be. I would love to see everyone.
I would leave. Yes,
everyone's super confident right now because this is the easiest job in the world. And then once you ask them a question that they don't have in front of them, and they have to just think of something, it would just be dead air.
It would start like the confidence would start waning when they pulled in the parking lot, and then when the elevator opened up on the floor,
you start getting the bubble
then
guts.
The grape starts shrinking and crawling up in the intestines, and they start getting the dry mouth. And then all of a sudden, they sit down and they realize. Most of our stuff, we don't have. We're not like reading. Nothing's pre-prepared. We're just going. So the minute one of you two would be like, "So tell us what you thought about that third inning of the Rockets game or the Astros game last night," you'd get,
We have just don't get Solomon or Granato. I don't know why. Jerome,
you guys were
AJ,
good with Jerome.
Jerome, AJ, or Fred. AJ and Fred are not doing this show.
They're Raheel just, would be funny with you guys.
Yeah, maybe Raheel might I do like a day or two.
Yeah, Raheel would
Jerome,
be good.
Jerome would be good. Jerome,
you guys were good with. I think Liebeschock should do at least one.
I don't know why management won't let him come in here and do
that. That's a fact?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. They need to let Liebeschock in here for
They're
at least
aware
today.
You guys do a show on, by yourself on Sundays,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they are. It's crazy.
I think any day that ends with a Y should qualify as he should be able to do it.
I do too.
So there you go.
There's plenty of options.
You had to see Nick dancing to this song right now.
God, I wish this show was on some sort of stream right now.
Screw Salisbury getting his show on TV. This show should be on TV too.
Somebody said not Craig Shelton. That's not nice.
That's not nice.
No.
Lamont could come in for a day.
Carl Dukes. Yeah, Carl, why don't you fly in from Atlanta?
Is that where he is now?
Yeah, he's in Atlanta.
I thought he was in the West Coast. I thought he was in Seattle. No.
Is he? Did he move he again?
Be. Yeah.
I thought he was in Atlanta.
Didn't he stop by on Radio Row?
Yeah, he did.
Did he? I missed it.
Yep. He showed
I don't think you were there.
Yeah, it's weird now because he doesn't go by Carl on the air.
What movie was this on?
It's Axel F. from Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Thank you.
All right, brother. Well, you have a good week.
It's only Wednesday.
Why did I think today
you
was
Friday?
I really did.
And we have to work good Friday, because, and we're on location.
Because I have a show tonight. That's why. I really is. Because I'm used to shows on Fridays.
I love the fact that...
That's crazy.
He's mocking you now.
No, he's Donald Trumping you.
Oh, that is. You are. Or were. That is a Donald Trump move.
And he's doing the lip pucker, too.
I was going to say soft porn corn. Or when I say soft porn corn?
Soft porn corn. I don't have to drop yet, but yeah.
Soft porn corn. Yeah. I can't believe I thought today was Friday.
Well, we would have been at Trailer Wheel and Frame.
God, I just want this week to hurry up.
Yeah, I know.
You're like,
so does
you
AJ, who watches out of the studio. Are the a-holes out yet? Time to do the show. Jeez. All right, you win, AJ. AJ and we think, we don't know, Fred, Jerome, someone. Hopefully Fred's back. The Blitz next, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.